Hello, I'm Colin Green, and you are listening to Spike Pit.
It's 2021, first episode of the year, and happy new year to you folks. I hope you had a great holiday season. I'm trying something a little bit different with this episode. I'm calling it From the Pit, and it's just going to be a collection of tried and true DM tips from myself, stuff that I've used and found helpful. And maybe if you're a little bit newer to gaming or you're just looking to shake things up, perhaps you'll find some of these tips useful. Let me know how you get on. Anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to get straight to it. A good while back, I did an episode called KISS. It's an acronym for Keep It Simple, Stupid. I love this. I think it is solid advice. But what you might say is, well, Spike Pit, what is it? Well, I would say it is everything. Just keep stuff simple. Because if you start out simple, if it gets a little bit complicated, chances are it's not going to be overwhelming. But if you start out already feeling a bit overwhelmed with something that you've only barely got control of or understanding of, then any further complication could be the last straw that breaks the camel's back. It is not necessarily easy either to keep things simple. I think it takes quite a lot of work. It's something I bang on about all the time, but I like to just keep it there in the back of my mind. Could I do this a bit simpler? Could I leave that out? And time and time again, it's served me well, because sessions always, always get a bit more complicated. They always run a little bit longer. Things in your head might take half an hour on paper, and then the minute you hit the table, you've got a group of players, they start doing what they're wanting to do. You get all these sort of like ideas about factions that suddenly bubble to the surface in a scenario, or the player comes to the table with ideas for their character, things that they want to achieve in the game that you knew nothing about. All of this adds layers of complexity that perhaps you haven't considered. So a classic is an investigation where you're giving clues and you think, oh yeah, this is pretty easy to solve, and then people start bringing in these red herrings because they've put two and two together and made 22. The next thing you know, you've got a real mess. So going with something simple and easy, even when you think, oh no, that's too simple, normally not the case. Too simple never ends up being too simple. So I'm a big fan of KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I think if we're honest, at some time anybody who's into RPGs can overthink questions of system. What system to play? What system should I buy next? What system looks cool? What system does something I've never done? And really, all you want to do is find a system that you like as a group and get a bunch of sessions played. Play the damn game. All the talk about it and procrastination really can hamper your chances of actually getting a group together and playing. Easier said than done, you might say, but yes, I would agree. I admit I am totally guilty of this myself, but I am painfully aware of this as a kind of, I see it in myself as a bit of a weakness. I've gone back to some lighter games again. I've been playing a lot of 5e. I'm always playing 5e and I continue to play it, but I've been running some shorter sessions back on Maze Rats and just enjoying the simplicity of it and the way that I'll sit with Sunny, we can just roll up a couple of characters, sort of randomly determine a scenario and get to it, see where the adventure takes us. He enjoys it, I enjoy it. And if I worried about, oh, should I play Into the Odd? Should I play Maze Rat? Should I play something of my own creation? Oh, you know, I can get myself just overwhelmed by it all. And sometimes just pick up that tried and true game that you know, and something that if you're a little bit rusty, it's easy to brush up on it and just go for it. Don't overthink the question of what system shall we play. I do think that can be a bit of a roadblock, a barrier to entry and a barrier to the fun that is your RPG hobby. One of the reasons I like to run with a smaller group generally is because I like all of the players in a session to feel like they've had a good chance to contribute. And one of the ways that I do this is a well-known and discussed technique called moving the spotlight around. It's just giving everybody some attention and center stage in a game, in a scene, whatever you want to call it. And I am a firm believer in really trying to do that. I think it falls on the GM mostly, but other players can kind of assist in that by being aware of the amount of time they're taking up themselves, being aware when other people at the table are perhaps trying to speak up and they're perhaps getting talked over. I'm not suggesting that just because someone's quiet, you've got to go and rattle their cage. But particularly in online play, I've noticed that it's not always easy to know when someone's trying to talk. The GM might be doing something and someone's sort of indicating that they've got something to say, and you can just add a little bit of weight to their voice. So it's not just the DM, the ref, who's moving the spotlight around. I think everybody can try and keep things moving along, and I find it makes a session a bit more dynamic as you're bouncing around from player to player. People perhaps pay a bit more attention when they think that something's going to get thrown over to them. You know, they don't want to drop the ball. And if you know the spotlight moves around quite a lot, I feel you're more likely to stay focused. And with online play, I've talked about it before, that's something I find a bit of a struggle. People quite often zone out and get distracted. And I do believe moving the spotlight around is a key technique. Find ways to do that. It might tie in with asking players questions. It might be a matter of giving players in the group things to do, like keeping inventory or tracking certain things, or just simple stuff like mapping. Any of those tasks that come along, managing initiative. And it's perhaps not the typical way that you talk about moving the spotlight around, but it's just creating that discussion. Because a lot of the time I find players talk to the GM and role play with the GM, everybody role playing with the NPCs, and then a little bit less role play between characters, and the players seem, I don't quite know what that is all about. I find it, especially in groups where you don't know people so much, maybe everybody perhaps knows the GM, but there's seems like a little bit more chance that you're unfamiliar with some of the players at the table, so you don't know how they're going to react to your character directly addressing their character in character.
if that makes sense. And the other thing about moving the spotlight around, and I'm a bad one for this, is it's easy to get carried away as the DM and hog too much of the spotlight yourself. This is a crucial one, probably more crucial than all the others, because if the DM gets too carried away and nobody gets a word in edgeways, then you might as well just print off a document and write up a document and send it out to all your players and ask them to read it for all the contribution that they're going to make to the session. You've got to know when to shut up as a DM, and that is something that I'm always working on, because I don't know what it is. Sometimes you just get carried away with the story and you want to give a good description, and you get on a roll, and before you realise, you could have been talking for ages. So be aware of that. It is a bit of a pitfall. As a referee or DM, I love to get my players engaged. I like the feeling that they're engaged and everybody's running along with a story. One way I like to do this is to ask the players questions. Your classic RPG involves the DM setting the scene and then throwing it over to the players with a question like, so what do you do next? What's your character going to do? And you don't have to use that all the time. Obviously, a common one that crops up is when the final blow is dealt to a adversary, the DM throws it to the player and says, describe how you finish this creature off. Some would say that might get a little bit tired. It can be overused, and I don't have strong feelings about that. But that's just two questions. Obviously, the options are unlimited. Asking simple questions that might add to the world a little bit. Just like, what's the name of that tavern? What's your favourite tavern? What does your guy like to eat? Anything that's building up a picture about the player or the character or the game, anything like that. Filling in, colouring in some of the details, filling things out a little bit. And it doesn't need to be a massive theatrical diversion, just a few simple things. Just occasionally the odd word that one of the group will bring up sets off a chain reaction. We've all been there, sat in a session, somebody just says something that clicks and everybody is off running with the ball. Love that stuff. And if you don't ask the questions, you kind of can get into a little bit of a rut, I find, where you describe a place, you ask the characters what they do, they might give you a matter-of-fact description, gets dealt with, onto the next room, rinse and repeat. I think when you turn things around, you source the table, you ask the players, it opens up so many more opportunities, and it's a way for me, I feel, to be playing a little bit more rather than just pulling the strings and pushing the buttons. If I throw something out to the players, I don't know what they're going to come back to me with, and it forces me to raise my game a little bit with regard to improvisation and doing that kind of call and response type of play that I enjoy so much. So I think asking your players is powerful, powerful juju. I would suggest anybody who's running games or thinking about running RPGs takes a little time to look at the Powered by the Apocalypse games. In particular, for me, I recommend a good look at the ideas contained within Dungeon World's GM section. In particular, the GM section, because that's got the agendas and principles, fronts, talks about world building, tags, things that are kind of PBTA speak, really, I guess.
they're not rocket science. The agenda, the principles, these things crop up in discussion around games all the time. Little phrases like be a fan of the players, play to find out what happens. There's loads of them. I'm not going to go into it now, but I was at Concrete Cow talking about what games I played. I think it may have been the first or second time I ever went to this convention. It's my local con. Got talking about D&D. Just finished in a game with Scott Dorwood playing something Cthulhu-ish. Can't remember exactly what version. And Scott, myself and another gentleman at the table were talking about D&D, and they said, have you played Dungeon World? Are you familiar with Dungeon World? At the time, I wasn't. After the conversation, I straight away went and took a look at it because there was a guy selling books at the con. I picked up a copy. I started to read it, picked it up, read it cover to cover, more or less, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. I feel like a lot of the stuff that I was already doing was kind of addressed, but the way it was described and explained, it just kind of validated some of my ideas, made my thinking about certain things a little bit clearer, gave me a bunch of new ideas, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I can't say enough good things about it. I don't think it's perfect as a game, particularly, maybe. Not sure. I've only actually sat and played a full session once. But the advice in the GM section and fans of the game, when they talk about it, they seem to have really great ideas. And I think it carries over perfectly well into D&D and more traditional games. There is some solid advice there. And I urge anybody who's looking to get better at running games and playing games and just wants to broaden their horizons, I think it's a good choice. You don't need to necessarily pick up the book and try and learn the game. Just start asking questions about the GM advice on the internet, and you will find loads of people talking about agendas, principles, fronts. That's the gold in that book, as far as I'm concerned. And there you go. Thanks for taking a bit of time out of your day to listen to Old Spike Pit. A few of my favourite tried and true DM tips for you. Hope you find them useful. In the meantime, take care and I'll catch you later.